I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
How can anyone in their right mind cut another child's hair without asking the parent first because you think I'm just doing them a favor?
Right.
It's Peaks Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We have Katrina on hold waiting to speak with us this morning, and her story is crazy. 585-252-9800. What would you do if another parent decided to cut your child's hair without even asking? Hi, Katrina. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
I listen to you guys all the time, so thank you for doing what you do. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my queen.
You are just in turmoil right now.
Fully.
This is, I don't mean to laugh because obviously you're very pissed off. Tell us what happened.
I know, I am. I just, but it's not your fault, so I was trying to, you know, open well.
Open gently.
That's fine.
You know, but yes, I'm so mad about this, and I love you guys, so I was hoping to get your hot take on this. So, my daughter, she went on a play date about a week ago to her friend's house. She comes home, and her bangs had been cut by the other mom.
Someone cut her bangs?
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. It obviously, probably the first thing you noticed too, right?
Yeah. She didn't call. She didn't text. She just decided my daughter's hair wasn't right, and she just was going to take scissors to it. And I was so angry.
I don't know a single parent that would do that.
I know. Okay, that's what I thought too, right? And my daughter, my sweet daughter, she looked so embarrassed because she thought that she had to let it happen.
Right, and your daughter's how old?
She's 7.
It's okay, yeah. So when an adult said, "Come over here, I'm going to do this for you," she probably was like, "Okay, please and thank you."
Right.
She's like, got it.
She's a good kid, and she listens to, you know, she listens
authority
to adults,
yeah.
And so she thought that she had to let it happen. But like, who just cuts somebody else's kid's hair? That's my kid. That's my decision. And I reached out to the mom. Mom's a professional hairstylist. Okay. And
so
I reached out to her.
So?
I said, I'm really confused.
She thought because she's a hairstylist, she could just do that and not even ask you for permission. Explain that to me.
Yeah, right. What? That's diabolical.
Yeah, thank you. Make it make sense, right? So the mom says, I was trying to help. I'm a professional. This is what I do. I was trying to help. It's not like I'm going to charge you for it.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Really said
that. Can you believe that? And she goes, oh, I'm sorry I crossed the line. If I crossed the line, I really was just trying to help. And I was like, you know, some kind of help is the kind of help we all can do without. Thank you. You
know? Of course.
Also, like, banks are such a pain in the ass. If anything, she's adding more on your plate.
I mean, where did you leave off?
I mean, I don't want my daughter to lose her best friend over this. And so that's the other thing is that I don't want to, like, make it hard for my kid socially. And so again, you know, I don't want my kid to lose her friend, but I definitely don't want her, you know, going on sleepovers at a friend's house after this.
I mean, this is absolutely criminal.
She comes home with fake veneers in her mouth. She's like now on Toddlers and Tiaras. We don't know.
I don't know a single parent that would go out of the way to cut another child's hair without asking their parent first.
Yeah,
I don't know a single person that would ever do that.
Even if you do that for a living, you still talk to the other mom first.
Correct. Well, be honest. Did she do a good job, though? Does it look nice?
It's okay.
Yeah, it looks okay.
It's fine. But, like...
okay.
But that's not...
That wasn't the choice that you wanted to make.
But like you said, I don't want to do the maintenance of keeping her in bangs, and growing it out is such a pain.
Yeah, this is probably...
Bangs are wild.
Listen, if she does this and thinks it's okay, now the next time you send your daughter over there, now that's the only thing on your mind. What is she going to do now? I mean, you got to set some serious...
What is she going to do
now?
Yeah.
A perm.
Yeah, and the kid doesn't even like it. You know, she's just like, it looks fine, but she, you know, but she doesn't really like it all that much because she's never had bangs in her life.
Katrina, let's get to some texts coming in right now because a lot of people have a lot to say about this. 585-252-9800, you guys can call or text this morning. What would you do if another parent cut your child's hair without asking you? Thank you so much for your call this morning.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Hey, chin up.
Chin up, Katrina. Keep high and tight. You know what I mean?
Thank you so much for the original message, too. Have a great day, okay?
Oh, you guys, too. Happy New Year. Be well.
You, too. Thanks. I guess the question this morning, too, is whether or not you would let your child continue to see a friend after something like this. I don't know. I would be worried.
I feel a little eerie of them going to that house.
Yeah, you want to talk about crossing boundaries. So for any of you just tuning in, Katrina's 7-year-old daughter went on a play date with her friend, and the mom, who's a professional hairstylist, decided, you know what? I'm going to cut your hair without asking your mom. How's that sound?
She's like, what?
There's nobody in their right mind I know that would ever do such a thing. That is, like I said, totally criminal.
Also, like, I don't know. Her being a hairdresser makes it, like, not okay. I mean, it makes more sense as to why she would do it. But, like, if she wasn't a hairdresser, that would make it even weirder.
Well, I know. It's not like this is her client.
Right.
What do you do?
She's like, are you paying cash or card? She's like, I never asked for this. I never once asked for this.
Let's go over to Nicole, who's weighing in first. Who gives a favor with scissors without asking? I would be livid. I don't care if she's a stylist. Boundaries are boundaries. Next time her daughter comes over for a play date, you should shave her eyebrows and say you were trying to help. Well, that's extreme.
Yeah, we're not going to.
Thanks, Nicole. We're going to move on.
She's like an eye for an eye. I'm like, oh, dear. No, that's not it.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Oh, heck no. I don't play that. Too many parents like Katrina, like this Katrina mom, are way too patient today. If someone cut my daughter's hair without asking, I would be at the front door with scissors myself.
Oh.
People play around too much. The answer is yes, end the friendship immediately. You think?
Yeah. ASAP. I wouldn't trust that they go over there.
I think more of a conversation should have been had with this woman. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think she should have called her the second... She picked her daughter. I mean, I don't know if her daughter was picked up or dropped off or whatever the case may be, but I would have said something sight unseen.
She questioned it. Well, yeah, she questioned it. Ashley said, so just because this woman cuts hair, she thinks she has the right to cut another child's hair without asking. I do spray tanning. But I'm not spraying down my daughter's friend because she's pale all winter. People are ridiculous.
Right, and that's also like someone being like, I'm a content creator. Your kid's in my videos
right
now. It's like, no, that's not how.
Listen, I don't know. It doesn't even, I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. Because people today are brave, man. There are so many people today that just, they kind of do what they want. You know what I mean? It is scary to leave your kids somewhere today, whether you trust the people or not. Look what happens. I love how the other mom thinks she's a hero because she's a stylist. Like, thanks, Karen. You just traumatized my kid over a few bangs.
Right.
My suggestion would probably be to end that friendship. Yeah, people are down with ending the friendship.
So, yeah. I mean, she's not to be trusted. So, end the friendship because you're not going to feel safe if she goes over there for a play date. Or if you want to continue the friendship, she's only allowed at your house.
Yeah, I mean, that's the
but
only
you don't want to interact with that mom anyways, so.
Matt says, okay, I get this mom crossed some boundaries, but the real question we need to be asking is whether or not your daughter wants to remain friends with her or not. And also, does her hair actually look better? Yeah, she said it wasn't that bad, Matt.
But it's the maintenance that's going to kill her.
Yeah, I don't know too much about bangs, to be quite honest with you.
They're a nightmare. That's really all you need to know. They're an absolute nightmare. Because, I mean, you have to continue to cut them or else they're going to grow out.
Correct.
And then you're not going to be able to see. They're like a shaggy dog. It's not it.
And let me get to one more message here from Kara. It says, hi, guys. I just wanted to add that it's not just the hair. It's about teaching your daughter she has control over her body. Letting it slide once tells her anyone can decide for her. Tough call on the friendship, but boundaries matter more than bangs. Yes, they do, Kara. Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. Katrina did the right thing by confronting the stylist or whatever. But I would have had a deeper conversation because it doesn't really sound like her apology was too sincere. Right. It's like, I'm sorry, I was trying to help. I'm a stylist. It's what I do professionally. That's the line. No one touches your child without your permission. Thanks for the messages, guys. Really appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll do another parental tomorrow morning on the show.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
Obviously, we know over the weekend the Bills had their final matchup in the Ralph that they've called home since 1973. We talked about this yesterday. And there's a lot going on and a lot of things in place for people who want to take a piece of that stadium and keep it for memorabilia sake, memory sake, just having in general. And there is a New York company that is preparing to salvage highly sought after artifacts of the stadium and sell them. So this is a company called Collectible Exchange, and the CEO and founder, Brandon Steiner, says that some people want entire rows of seats, some people want the long benches, things like that, for their own collectible purposes.
I'm happy you actually brought this up, because I had a conversation yesterday where my brother texted me and was like, are you going to get a piece of the stadium? At all, you should try and buy something. Yeah. I'm like, how would I do that? Because I would, don't get me wrong, I would love a seat. Not that I have anywhere to put it.
Right.
But I'm sure they're going to cut up maybe some of the turf. You get a little piece of that. There's so much they can sell.
Yeah. So this is what this guy does. He is the sports marketer founder for this company, Collectible Exchange. He founded it like 6 years ago and he saw the opportunity. So he's taken down Yankee Stadium, Giants Stadium, Cowboys, and taken pieces of that and sold it. And not a lot of people took it seriously. And he was like, I can literally make a business out of this.
Sure.
So obviously, the Bills fans are diehard and they want these seats. They want pieces of the stadium. Like some people want their season seat. You
and
know
they
what I mean?
They and, should have it.
Yeah. So there is a lot of things go in place for that. And this person, Steiner, the guy, says that a seat to get it back, he said, will go for about $99 for a season ticket holder.
That's it? Yeah, that's pretty good.
They will be priority, obviously, because they, quote-unquote, own that seat. So Yeah, I think it's cool. I think a lot of people will chomp at the bit for this because obviously we know how insane Bills fans are and how, you know, important this closing of a chapter is to them. So more to come on that. And you can go to this guy's site. It's Collectible Exchange and kind of work out the details there.
I love that.
Yeah.
I got to get something. I don't know what it is yet. My landlord calls me. Moose, there's a goalpost out front for you.
It's like, yeah, that's my field goal.
Yeah, bringing it in through the front.
From the stadium, obviously.
Coming up on the show, as you guys know, the holidays are exhausting. And there are people who avoid family because they leave feeling worse about themselves than when they arrived. Happens all the time, does it not?
It does.
It does. So coming up, we're going to talk about that and why there's so many people who choose to just be alone by themselves for the holiday. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
We'll share what's going on coming up next. Stay there. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. I'm sure a lot of...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Some of us are emotionally exhausted from the holidays.
Yeah.
And some of us, not all, but some of us have our families to thank for that.
It's a lot.
Hopefully, some of you had a lovely, peaceful holiday, but I could totally understand why it can be a lot. And we would love for any of you to open up this morning and, you know, maybe share why you choose shorter visits or why you choose to not even show up.
Protect your peace. You know what I mean?
Well, as you know, mental health is super important. And I love my family. They mean the world to me. But there's a lot of people, and I have a few friends who do the same. They avoid family because they leave feeling worse about themselves than when they actually showed up.
It's triggering. It can be triggering.
So if that is you, what does your family constantly get on your case about? Feel free to share.
And maybe it's not even like get on your case. It's just something that whatever it is that they are talking about isn't uplifting you in any way. If anything, it's just bringing you down.
Or it's very triggering.
Very triggering. For example, we heard from Katie yesterday on Facebook. And Katie wrote us and said, I love my family to death, but we have been doing this song and dance for far too long.
Yeah.
Every time we get together, all we can talk about is weight, how much we weigh, who's losing weight, what you're doing for an exercise routine, who's on Ozempic, who's not on Ozempic, who refuses to go on Ozempic, who's going to go on Ozempic. Like, it is just out of control. And it truly makes me feel horrible about myself because as someone who grew up on the heavier side, I constantly feel like I'm being compared and poked and prodded about this situation. And anytime I try to change or revert back to something different or talk about a different topic, somehow it always gets brought back to weight.
Sure.
And it is making me bitter and very resentful to see my family because I love them, like I said in the beginning of this message. But at the same time, I can't do this. It truly is triggering for me, and my therapy bills are going up as we speak. Oh,
yeah. I could see how a conversation like that with the family would definitely weigh heavy on the heart.
No pun intended. Fully.
I'm sorry.
And I think that this rings true for a lot of different family dynamics and a lot of different people. Maybe not the weight specifically, whether it's weight, whether it's your family and your uncle who can't stop talking about politics and you're like, I really love, it's really nice outside. And it's like, yeah, well, it's the liberals' fault and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everything that you say is somehow brought back to their narrative and their agenda. And it's exhausting.
They tie it back to them. Is. Yeah, and you know, there's a time and a place, but man, how emotionally exhausting. It doesn't happen as much anymore because my family has given up on me, but I'm sure you guys can imagine. It's especially when I was visiting for the holidays. It was about my relationships. 24/7, are you seeing anyone? Do you have plans to get married? Do you have plans to have kids? Well, I haven't thought about it because that's not why I moved to LA, was to look for a family. And respectfully, if I was going to do it, it definitely wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Because the quality of women here in Rochester, New York, compared to LA, is stupid. I would choose finding a partner here any day of the week. And those conversations used to just make, I would leave just feeling drained. You know what I mean? Like, I constantly have to explain myself. You don't owe anyone an explanation.
Right.
So if that conversation about weight is the only thing that they're going to bring up year after year, then you know what to expect.
Right. Is that on you, though, for like managing your expectations? You know what I mean? Like, is that on you to be like, I know what's to come and I'm not going to let this trigger me because it's not a me problem. It's a them problem. This person says, I hate to say this, but when my family is pretty healthy, I actually love their company. Oh, I hate to say this, but my family is pretty healthy and I actually love their company and I hate when they leave. See, and we're not saying that everyone has to hate their family and that's the majority for everyone, but there are certain situations that people find themselves in that can be triggering around the holidays. This person says, I have a family member who says awful things, literally committing crimes, and then defends their actions and says people who judge are the bad guy. I don't go over for Christmas anymore because I don't go along with it. You're the bad guy. And that's the thing, like, to keep the peace in order to make things less awkward for everyone involved.
Yeah.
You just kind of let that person say whatever it is that they need to say, and you don't bite back, you don't fight back, you don't challenge them in any way, because if you were to do that, it would cause a huge riff, and now you're the one ruining Christmas? Please.
Yeah. And you know, there's a lot of people who love their family, but their visit turns into a critique of their life choices. And I get that. Chris says, I skip holidays because, it was exhausting pretending I'm okay with comments about my weight every single year. That seems to be a huge topic for people in their families.
So
is weight.
I don't think I shared this story with you over Thanksgiving. And this is kind of like awkward when it's not you who's really affected by it. It's your spouse, right? Like, your spouse didn't choose your family. I guess you didn't either. But like over Thanksgiving, my aunt said something to Patrice. It was like, wow, you're like eating a lot. And she was like,
who said that?
It's Thanksgiving. My aunt said that to Patrice.
Why would that be a comment?
She was like really pissed off about it, which like I totally understand.
Why would another woman say that to another woman? I don't get it.
And the thing is, you can't control what comes out of people's mouths, and you think everyone's house trained and you think everyone's civilized, but that's just not, that's not the reality of the situation. This person says, I love my family, but my partner's family, total nightmare.
Oh, yeah. See, that's my worst nightmare.
Stop swinging.
That is my worst nightmare. Marrying into a family where I despise. But I would know better. Because you, obviously, you have to develop a relationship, and you know, once you get married, you marry the whole family.
Yeah, that's, but also at the same time, like, you could really like your partner's family, and then things can flip on a dime down
big time.
The road.
Sure.
And now it's like, oh, now we're in a full-fledged family war. Like, yeah.
Like, Emily says, hi, Moose and Breezy. My family brings up my divorce every single time I'm with them. And it was really, really tough, but I made the decision this year to spend the holidays alone. They didn't accept that, but I had to protect my my peace. Emily, I don't blame you whatsoever.
No.
It's like, okay, yes, you got divorced. Can we move on? Why does that have to be the topic of conversation every single holiday?
And this person says, my family, all they do is talk about each other. The ones who aren't there get talked about and vice versa. Yeah, that's true. Can you believe what she did? Can you believe what she said? It's like,
it's the
get a new bed.
Well, it's the gossip. That's what people do. You know, especially if you're Italian, you sit around, you're like, okay, it's time to talk about, we got to talk about
pull out the black book.
Yeah, that's what it is, you know? And some of you, it's not that you hate your family. It's just, you hate how you feel when you're around them.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's sad too. And I think it's super relatable. You know, I think this is something that we all go through one year or another. Maybe some of you, it's consistent, clearly, by the messages. But I don't know. It's just, I feel bad. You know what I mean? Because not everyone is blessed with a loving, caring family. Some of them drive you nuts. But
also we need to take into account that two things can be true. You can be blessed with a loving, caring family, and they can also drive you absolutely nuts.
Yeah, it's all about healthy balance. You choose when you want to, you know, how much time you want to give them. That's all.
Right.
Thank you guys for all the messages on this morning and really opening up.
Truly.
This is a safe space 40% of the time.
We're not Wegmans. We're not going to sell your facial recognition. You know what I mean? Yeah.
98 PXY traffic.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.